Feed Your Brain, the Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
I'm wild again.
This is Seth MacFarlane. Beguiled again. Not Frank.
Simpering, whimpering child again.
That's insane.
Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
December 12th, Frank would have been 100. How incredible is that? So they did this tribute Friday night, and Carrie Underwood did Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
And then Adam Levine added in too, but he makes my stomach turn, and my stomach is filled with sutures, so I'm not going to play him.
You know, I was disappointed they gave New York, New York to Lady Gaga.
Oh, well, you know what? You know
that
why?
That needed a guy's voice. Okay.
That's ode to Tony Bennett. Yeah, because it was old school. I can see where they would, yeah, kind of, sort of. Was it bad?
It wasn't bad. No, it just wasn't as good as it could have been.
She's really good with Tony Bennett.
She was a solo. She didn't do it with Tony Bennett. She didn't do New York, New York with Tony Bennett. She did something else with him.
Mm. Well, Seth MacFarlane. That's
the guy's a talent.
Whoa, that's right on. Okay, let's talk about a couple things. Two scariest words of 2015. I made some notes, just observations, since I've been off and just watching television news all the time. Two worst words of 2015. Active shooter.
Woof.
Active shooter. Yes, active shooter. I just think that it puts this horrible new spin on everything, and everything that I've been watching and absorbing on television news. You know, they talked to the chief of police in New York City and some other major metropolis cities here in the United States. And when I think of the new word active shooter, that phrase, it means coming in guns a-blazing.
Well, you know what? That's the problem with, this is my pet peeve, that news organizations embrace cop speak. That's cop speak.
I understand.
You shouldn't be hearing reporters or anchors or networks using that phrase too often. Police use it, and I quite frankly think it makes them more difficult to understand, but I see where you might be, that word might stick.
Well, here's the worrisome thing, and I guess as what went on in San Bernardino, it was the right thing to do, as it was also in Paris, although with Paris at the concert, they laid back. You know, and they were negotiating, were they not, for a little bit, or at least trying to figure things out for 45 minutes or so before they went in guns a-blazing.
Yes.
And so now you hear, you know, you hear these two words, active shooter, you're thinking, you know, act now, we'll think about it later. That's a scary situation, but maybe that's what it needs to be. We live in a new day. Okay? All right. Next, let me see here. One of the things that really bugged me was, and I've never seen anything like this yesterday, the reporters swarming the terrorist house in San Bernardino. Not that I give a damn about the terrorists. And I wish that people would stop mentioning their names, but that's not gonna stop. Too late for that. But here they are, and then I'll tell you the story about what I saw on MSNBC that just made my skin crawl.
Let's slip past some of the crews here.
They're okay, in their apartment
now. This room in here.
It was the first person to walk into this room and saw how it was before everyone started touching it.
I'm going to guess that these are the photographs of Malik. Okay, we have quite a number of photographs here.
And you can see that police did go through and look at many things. I don't want to show you these IDs over here just because I don't want to show you those addresses that are on there, but I do believe that they belong to the mother.
And the landlord has invited you and all the other media in?
We watched him. We watched him come back with a crowbar, and he worked to get out. Finally, they got out a drill, and they opened up the door that had been barricaded with a big piece of wood. They opened that up, and then everyone came in right after that. So, yes, this is a situation where the police were done with this building, and the owner was coming back in. And so this is the first time he walked back in, as far as we understand.
I'm really shocked here that the police
If the police are watching this right now, they better be on their way down there to be able to stop this from happening, because this is, I'm shaking over it. That's how irresponsible this is for law enforcement by letting this happen.
A lot of backpedaling today. Now they're saying, you know, it was a crime scene. They should have never been in there.
It was not a crime scene.
That's right.
FBI,
that's what they were saying.
The FBI was done with the apartment.
Yes.
They turned it back over to the landlord, and they let the landlord do whatever the landlord wanted to do. Somebody should have advised him.
Gotcha.
Because what ended up happening was he opened it up, and invariably news organizations are going to ask to get in there.
Oh, my God. It was like a shark feeding frenzy.
Well, you know, and the trouble is that if one station or network gets it, everybody else is going to want it, or they're going to feel like they look like they're not, you know, aggressively covering the story. I get it. There were some real missteps, though,
because you had some
reporters that didn't quite have enough seasoning to handle a situation like that.
Yeah. And that's it didn't come off well.
Yes, that's being very kind. So I'm watching MSNBC, and I thought, well, I'll go down there and see if Brian Williams is working today, which I didn't see. But nonetheless, Andrea Mitchell was the anchor. And so, just as you said, as soon as they opened the door and they came, and the reporter's picking them, she goes, oh, look at these pictures here. Then they've got the pictures on. Andrea's, I'm wondering if this reporter has her earpiece in. Don't show the pictures of the children. I don't know. And then she's like, well, look, you can see some kids here, something like that.
Never would have happened in another country.
Oh, my goodness. And then Andrea actually broke away. She goes, I think we're going to take a break here and we're going to go away. So, you know, she was hearing it in her headset.
Well,
something about this is very, very wrong.
If this had happened anyplace else, too, that apartment probably wouldn't have been accessible to reporters. But we're in California, where everything sort of has a showbiz undertone to it. People around here, I mean, I've worked on the other end of the country. You come to California, people understand the camera. They understand the red light. And, you know, in some perverse way, this landlord probably wanted to, you know, see what it was going to be like. And what it ended up being was, you know.
A hot mess.
Yeah.
Hot mess. 808-0810. Your thoughts? I mean, you know, justifiably so. They're murderers. Go ahead. What the hell do I care? Show everything they got inside that house. Or bad reporting, bad decision. And then this rumor today, and by the way, I absolutely have to say that I just heard it. I can't source it. I just heard it. Somebody in the hallway talking about it, that there's some yickety-yak going around that the souvenirs were taken. You got to be kidding. Mm-hmm. Now, I hope that's not true.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the whole thing doesn't advance the story. It makes we, as Americans, look bad. And what did they find out? I mean, the FBI had already fine-combed through, like, all the good stuff. It's not CSI. You're not going to be the one reporter who finds something.
But do you want to—so it's the worst terrorist attack since 9/11. Do you want some fool, some a-hole saying, oh, look, I took a couple pictures from the terrorist's house. Do you want to see them?
Was this in any way serving the public interest?
Right. Go ahead.
Yes. In one way it is, because people are going to want to see where these folks lived. They want to see. But a lot of people do. They'll want to see. Were there pipes in there? Was there a corner of the room where they were mixing gunpowder and making those pipe bombs? Were they making fake IDs over here? Were they counting bullets over in the other corner?
Those things were taken out by the FBI.
Right, but the point is that there could have been some remnant of, you know, that little workstation and something else. You know, I mean, I agree. It gets to be tacky, but you know, I think that you do it one day, you show people what's there, and then you move on. Because I think people do want to know.
808-0810 is the number. We'll continue our conversation after we do check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom. And then we'll get to the Star Wars insanity when we get to the good news. Oh, my goodness. You know who's a little nutty wacky? Is that Carrie Fisher?
Oh, yeah?
I love her a lot, but, you know.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. 11 days until The Force Awakens. You're listening to the Drex Morning Show. Oh, the Drex Radio Show.
Dark outside.
I know. That's right. This is what it looks like at 3:30 in the morning
when you do
the morning show.
I know.
Yes. On KGO 810.
Hear the news on KGO 810. Then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all.
Okay, I'm playing Adam Levine.
So tell me, why should it be true get a kick out of you.
I guess it's not so bad.
Yeah, not so bad, Adam Levine. Okay.
At least we didn't have to look at him.
Well, can you get both of them in one room, though?
Ah.
Yeah, well, there's him, and then there's his ego. It takes two rooms.
Gotcha.
Okay, now, where were we? We were discussing the mess that were... Oh,
sounds like we've shared a control room with Mr. Levine before.
Which one? Did you have him in here and then out in the news studio? Oh, please. So we are discussing the fact that the reporters were ransacking the terrorist house in San Bernardino.
Well, I certainly hope they weren't ransacking
it. No, it was. Come on. It was live television.
Seems like
Well, no, if they're walking through there and they're handling things and it's show and tell, which I think was a bit much. I mean, the show and tell is great, but you start picking up things. I'm a little nervous.
Pictures with kids on
it.
Yeah,
showing pictures with kids. You know, I'm a little nervous when reporters start going through a place that was a crime scene and start to pick things up. There's just something about that that doesn't seem right.
I never saw anything like it. I never saw, and I've been doing this a long time, and I'm sure you've been doing it forever, too. I just never saw anything like it.
How was it different from pigs at a trough?
808-0810. What do you think? Let's go to the phones.
Terry in Fremont.
Hi, Terry. Terry, go ahead. You're on KGO.
Hi, thanks. I think if, you know, I was watching that with the reporters, and I was shuddering, too. I mean, even the mom's Social Security card apparently was out there. So I think that it's so unprofessional for those reporters to be doing that. And then as far as active shooter, I think those are, like you said, two terrible words. My five words that I'm concerned about are, you know, when the president says, as your commander-in-chief, those send shudders up me too right now. So anyway, I'll take your comment off the air.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking of the president, thank you.
Well, and wouldn't it be worse if it were Trump saying, as your commander-in-chief?
And then there's that, and I'll get to that. Obama says we need to stay together as a country to prevail against terrorism.
Let's not forget that freedom is more powerful than fear, that we have always met challenges, whether war or depression, natural disasters or terrorist attacks, by coming together around our common ideals as one nation and one people. So long as we stay true to that tradition, I have no doubt that America will prevail.
Okay, yickety yak. I have to tell you, I'm just going to tell you straight up, I vacillate back and forth with him where he is on this and what he's done and what he hasn't done. You know, there's that.
Well, you know what, national security and the military are not his strong suit.
No kidding.
It's just not. I mean, you know, this is not a, you know, the presidency is not a black and white, you know, existence.
On the other hand, I'm all about things that he's talking about, you know, universal gun laws. You know, they're on the no-fly list, but yet they can buy, you know, an AR-1. Something's horribly wrong with that. You know, I'm down with all of this.
You know, and we talked about this earlier. People don't need AR-15 assault rifles or AK-47s.
No, they don't.
You know, they're used for nothing other than killing.
Hats off to Oakland for introducing legislation to ban the possession of large capacity magazines.
But
good
you
for
know
them.
What? Well, and that's all well and good, but until you start throwing people in jail, that stuff doesn't matter. I mean, if you catch people in your city limits with those guns, you've got to be prepared to send them away somewhere. Otherwise, you don't send a message. This whole Prop 47 thing where we've reduced a lot of these drug crimes and some other petty crimes. I mean, I've got a buddy who's in the bail bonds business. He says, those guys, those people get arrested, they don't even ask for bail anymore because they know they're going to be released from jail in 12 hours.
Okay, I kind of sort of slammed Obama for a second. Now I want to swing to the right side of the party. Okay, so the other side. New York Daily News, on the front page Thursday, God isn't fixing this. No, God is not fixing this. What part did the religious right not understand in this country? God's not going to fix it. He, she, or it is up there thinking, you made this mess, you'd better figure it out. That's what I think.
Can I make one point about Obama, going back to your first one?
Yeah.
It's just that to pretend that there's something that he could do as far as going back in a time machine and preventing San Bernardino is ludicrous. Just like he wouldn't have stopped the South Carolina shooter from shooting up a church. Do you see how...
Well, there are three war criminals that come to mind. Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, and President Bush. Okay, let's go to the phones. 808-0810.
We've
well,
got
a kaboom.
Jana in Hayward.
All right. Jana, good evening.
You're oh, my gosh. It's fun to listen to you guys. I haven't done it before. But my point was, since I talked to your screener, I kind of put my finger on it, is we've lost faith in our elected officials and our local, you know, police to national security. And like you guys were saying about the FBI releasing that apartment, well, they released it within a very fairly short period of time, I think. And then the landlord opens it up to whomever.
It's like probably a yard
sale. Gonna double. Yeah, yeah, and he's probably going to double the rent that he might, you know, be receiving, or you know what I'm saying. He's receiving money, but okay. The thing is we've lost faith in our ability to, or the people that protect us. Actually, that's not exactly what I'm going to say. But I'm agreeing with you guys, but it's a problem that...
Well, we need to come together. There's the left,
yes.
There's the right,
need,
and there's
sick
the
and
middle.
Tired of people,
yeah.
I'm so tired of people complaining about what Obama doesn't say or what he does say,
yeah.
and Donald Trump. Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah. The latest is insane. Thank you. I don't want me to cut you off, but I want to get to more calls here. 808-0810.
And it's Tom in Oakland.
Tom in Oakland. You're on the Trex Radio Show on KGO.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing well. Thank you.
Well, here's a point that nobody has made. We have not heard the end of the ransacking of the house. First of all, it's not the landlord's property. The dead people's property and his family's property. The landlord is letting people trespass.
Boy, that's a good point. That is a great point.
Him so far. He is going to be in such deep doo-doo.
I never thought of that. If they had a valid lease, you can't just march in there and have their house ransacked.
And how's that going to go over?
Well, it's not.
The family
of
two terrorists going out and suing a bunch of reporters for going into an apartment.
I know, but he's right about that. Yes, of course.
Well, that was up to the landlord then to protect
their rights.
That was up to the landlord then to protect the rights of those people now deceased and their families.
No.
I have a problem with the way he opened that place up and turned it over.
It was the wrong thing, and as one of the callers said, we have not heard the last of that. And that gentleman brings up a good point.
Yeah,
the family. And by the way, the family has already expressed a lot of anger. Now, you know, signs that the sister, the neighbors know, the brother's sister, shock, disbelief, or really, you couldn't tell something was up. There's, you know, everybody scratched their head collectively at once now with at least one hand on the wheel, please. No view of anything abnormal, honestly.
Well, in America, yeah, I mean, having a stockpile of guns is apparently no big deal.
She radicalized him. And exactly.
Well, she grew up in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, the hotbeds for terrorists.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it.
The flights back and forth, you put it all together.
Well, I mean, he met her online. He would have had to have flown over there a few times to... sort of
erase the
e-trail,
the did
relationship.
They? Oh, well. That's not until the Christmas party. Look, you're already making it Wednesday. All right, thank you, John Libertini. The good news is coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.